Amen. So the first reason God gave me about the importance of prayer was communication between the church of the living God and heaven, with God the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. What is communication? Brother Anthony is in the water department. He's the director there. And if he wants to supply water to a certain place in Oklahoma, in Wichita, he has to install a pipeline. So when we pray, we are installing a pipeline between the throne of God and our need that we have on this earth. Psalm 46:4 says, okay. There is a river, the streams whereof make glad the city of God, the holy place of the Most High. God has a river. God, sort of God's throne, is flowing a river. And that river will go to everywhere the children of God are praying, because there is a communication established between the prayer warrior and the throne of God, and water flows through that pipeline. So number one, he told me, is important for communication. Number two, prayer is important for confession. Revelation 12:11 says, they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, for they loved not their lives unto death. When we pray, we are confessing that we believe in God the Father. He is almighty. And in the name of Jesus, everything is possible. And when we confess our need, we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of our testimony, which is confession. And number three, the third reason we have to pray is because our prayer leads to creation. In James 5:18, there was no rain. There was drought for 3 years. And Elijah prayed. And when he started praying, the water droplets started forming. And then rain came. There was no sign of rain. There was no way there could be rain because there was a drought for 3 years. But when Elijah started praying to God, God started creating rain through the creative power. And there was a great rain in the land of Israel. Next, number four, we need to pray because when we pray, God comforts us. We speak in tongues. We read in Isaiah 28:11-13, for with stammering lips and men of other tongues, he will speak to this people. This is the weary. This is how I cause the rest to the weary. When we pray to God and when we speak in tongues, we get rest to our soul. Because if we are praying and we are worried, then God cannot grant our prayer request in the midst of confusion. So prayer gives us comfort in the Holy Spirit. Next, number five, Philippians 4:6-7. Prayer removes the cares that we have. Philippians 4:6-7, be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving. Let your requests be made known unto God, and the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. One reason many are going to be left out in the coming of Jesus Christ is because of the cares of this life. And when we pray and commit ourselves to God and speak it out, you know, when I have problems, I call Brother Anthony. I share with him. And when I share with him, my burden goes away. Even so, when we share with God the problem that we have, our burden goes away, our cares go away. Number six, God spoke to me and said, prayer is like a cashier's check. John 14:14 says, if you ask anything in my name, I will do it. Jesus said that if you ask in the name of Jesus, God the Father will honor it. But the cashier check is only a cashier check if you keep it in your wallet. When you take it in the bank and then sign it, then you can cash the cashier check and get the money into your account. So prayer is a check. God's promises are there. When we pray to God, then we are signing the back of the check. And the effective prayer and the answer is released from the throne of God. Finally, prayer is the church's mightiest weapon. Jesus said, where two or three gather together and pray, I will be in the midst of them. I will walk among them and I will hear their prayer. Why not just one person? God, for some reason, says two or three, because when we gather together as a church of the living God, there is power. And God tells his church, whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven. Whatever you pray on earth will be heard in heaven. One man's prayer may be powerful, but when the church comes together and prays, the Bible tells us the power of God will be manifested, because it's the church's most powerful weapon. Now, praise God.